USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A significant security presence continues around state capitol buildings and the U.S. Capitol in D.C., including National Guard troops, state troopers, and SWAT officers, along with bomb-sniffing dogs, in anticipation for potential violence leading up to Wednesday's inauguration. Convicted murderer and famed music producer Phil Spector is dead at 81. Spector was serving a 19-year prison sentence for murdering actor Lana Clarkson in 2003. The Department of Corrections in California says Spector died at a hospital of natural causes. The death toll from Friday's 6.2 magnitude earthquake in Indonesia has reached at least 73. More than 800 were injured and 27,000 people sent fleeing their homes. Rescuers continuing to find bodies in the rubble with the use of heavy equipment. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California is bracing for what forecasters say could be the strongest winds of the season. More than 30 million people from north central California down to southern California are under high wind alerts. CNN meteorologist Allison Chinchar has what to expect.
Those winds are going to move from the dry land out towards sea, and they're really going to start to notice them ramping up here Sunday night and as we go into Monday. In fact, many of these locations will likely see wind gusts 30, 40, even about 60 miles per hour. But there could be isolated spots that have wind gusts up around 70 or even 80 miles per hour.
Potentially damaging winds are expected to last through Wednesday. A 4.2 magnitude earthquake rattled the Bay Area on Saturday night. The quake was centered about 100 miles southwest of San Francisco. A 3.0 magnitude aftershock followed about 5 minutes later. There have been no reports of major damage or injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
More than 760,000 pounds of Nestle's frozen pepperoni Hot Pockets have been recalled because of reports they contain pieces of plastic and glass. At least four customers have reported finding the materials with one minor injury. The products were produced between November 13th and November 16th and shipped nationwide with a use-by date of February 2022. The USDA says the product should be thrown out or returned to the place of purchase. USA Radio's Dan Naraki introduces us to the nation's new chief science advisor.
President-elect Joe Biden introduced a new cabinet-level position Saturday, elevating the position of White House science advisor. Biden tapped Eric Lander, best known for working on mapping the human genome, for the post. Lander says Biden's emphasis on science is a challenge to solve some of the nation's biggest problems.
The president-elect knows that science and technology will be crucial in meeting this moment. And he has tasked us in this letter. I don't mean just his scientific advisors. I mean the whole scientific community and the American public with answering important questions about how science and technology can best be used to advance our health, our economic welfare, and our national security. He's asked us to rise to this moment.
Astronomers have discovered a super Earth, said to be 50% bigger than Earth and three times its mass, known as TOI 561b. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.